Hello.
Hello, Gerardo.
Yes.
It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. You just clicked on the dashboard indicating you wanted more information on Google Guarantee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'll get more information on that.
Yeah, so what you're looking at is an upfront cost of $250. That's the application fee. And then your cost per lead is $94.67 with a minimum monthly budget of $1,234 for 13 Google Guarantee leads.
And does it matter what size of a job or is it going to be charged that $90?
So it, okay. The short answer is no, it does not matter. However, in the keywords that we list you for, because there's a specific set of keywords and subcategories within junk removal that is going to allow us to kind of specialize it. So for example, there's yard waste removal, house and garage clean out, hazardous waste removal, furniture removal, electronic waste removal, donation pickup, construction waste removal, appliance removal, and general junk removal services. So if you know for a fact that appliance removal or let's say, furniture removal is not going to at least cover your cost of the $94 cost per lead and earn you a profit, then we wouldn't list you for those keywords, if that makes sense.
Okay. And what if I do get a job or not? That doesn't matter either, right?
Well, there's specific criteria that makes it a qualified or unqualified lead. So you are given a specific Google call tracking phone number that Google has assigned for your company, and it has AI listening in every single one of those phone calls. So the criteria that makes it an unqualified call is if it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robo. If it happens to be somebody seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service that you don't provide, for example, if they're asking for yard waste removal and you don't offer that service, that's not a qualified lead. You would turn that job down. If somebody's asking for a service outside of your service radius because it's very specific to your service radius, again, unqualified lead would not be charged. If the person requests a quote over the phone and you give the quote over the phone, or if the person requests an estimate face-to-face for you to come out and bid the job, that's what Google considers a qualified lead.
Okay.
Whether or not you land the job is not a part of the equation.
Okay. All right. At this point, I'm not interested in doing that right now.
I figured as much because the cost per lead is pretty high for you for where you're located. And unfortunately, I don't have any leeway with the cost per lead on that. I don't have anywhere to go with that cost. In fact, it would only go up. But I recognize because of what you're offering, you're not making $1 million a month. You know what I mean? It's not something that is going to be
justified.
Yeah, exactly, at $94 at least. So I did a little digging since the last time you and I spoke because I knew it was high then, and I called you, and you didn't really have time to speak with me. You said you'd get back with me when you could, but I knew it was high then, and I already knew you were probably going to say no, only because of the cost, and I understand that. But what I did do is because we are now a partner directly to Yelp as well, I did a deep dive into your Yelp, and you were spending up to $6,000 monthly with Yelp not that long ago. So But tell
me
what happened.
They got me into this campaign to where I can get high volume of leads. And
okay.
And I said, let's try it out for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And we did. I did get a lot of high volume.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of, smaller jobs and stuff that I didn't even take.
Okay.
Or a lot of jobs that I bid for and I didn't get it. But I did get some jobs, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I got some jobs, good jobs, but
mm-hmm.
nothing to justify that amount. And
that
I was
cost.
Like, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it got out of hand. It just
uh-huh.
it kept going. So I owe them, and I told them I can't right now. It's very difficult for me to come up with that amount of money.
And so they put my account on hold. I mean, it's active there, but it's not, I'm not getting any leads.
Okay.
I'm not doing any advertising on it.
So let me explain a couple things to you. When I say we are a Yelp partner, we now have our very own agent at Yelp who is a director of sales and is partnering directly with Local Splash. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when we're running the Yelp campaigns now, we have our very own agent who goes into these campaigns, because what she noticed was that she said here, they were spending $6,000 a month on Yelp ads and canceled the campaign at the end of June. It would make the most sense for them to start a new campaign through Local Splash after September. So we would be able to, so that you would be able to earn the rebate on it. So we actually have partnered with Yelp to a point where you don't have to spend that crazy amount. The reason it got so out of hand is because you didn't have anybody who was monitoring it other than yourself. And you obviously are a busy business owner. Our Yelp ad campaigns are starting at $500. And what it's doing is it's giving you all the enhancements that are created specifically to make your Yelp ad stand out for the type of jobs that you want. Again, we can manipulate those keywords, right? And with this, what you're looking at is a much smaller budget with a lot better bang for your buck, because it's not going to spiral out of control. Okay, because we're managing it and we're working directly with Yelp.
Okay.
You don't have to manage it. Now, I'm going to do a deep dive, and I'm going to ask her if the fact that if we start a Yelp campaign on our own for you, if that's still acceptable, or if you said you still owe them money, right?
Yeah.
Okay, or if that has to be paid back first, or how we would actually move forward on that. I want to just kind of get that information. If she might not have seen that because she didn't bring it up in the conversation. You see? So, obviously, I want to put you into the best position to earn more revenue. So that is one option that you have available to you that's going to increase the flow and increase the work. Additionally, you have two other options available to you that don't include Yelp. They can go directly through Local Splash. We can add in $100 of Facebook ads monthly, which is going to give you a very strong push, because Facebook ads for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click with an average cost of about 20 cents. So our Facebook ad campaign started at $100 investment. That would put your monthly investment at just $299 instead of the $199 that you've been paying. Additional to that, what it's going to do is it's going to give you a strong push, because it's going to retarget Rios between both the Google and the Facebook ad, which this is something we had spoken about when you first started with us a year ago. However, at that time, the funds were tight. You said, let's give this a go. Let's work like this and then move up. I think before we do any of the Yelp or the Google guarantee or anything like that, let me do you a low dollar campaign. Let's start with additional $100, get the Facebook ads up and running, and see if that doesn't give you the push that you're looking for. Because people look for junk removal, local junk removal companies on Facebook all the time. In fact, I literally looked there when my son had gotten one of those skate ramps. And then it got eaten by termites, and like it got rained on. He didn't cover it. It was like a half pipe, right? So we needed somebody to come out and get that. And I was looking on Facebook, and I literally got three quotes of guys that came out, and the provider we chose was from Facebook, because I wanted somebody local to me that wasn't going to charge me some crazy price to come over to my house and take a look and haul all the crap off for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I think that, especially because cost is the main concern at this moment, and I need to do a deeper dive into Yelp, I think that, you know, if you agree, we could go ahead and start the Facebook ads and get those completely up and running and give you a very strong push that way. And then after a couple of months, if you don't love the way Facebook is running, then you can take it off.
Okay. And how much is that, you say?
$100. So what would happen is I would charge you $100 today. Your regular monthly billing is on the 16th of the month, so So it wouldn't bill again on October 16th. It would bill at $299 instead of the $199 that it always bills at.
October is going to go up like another $200.
No, not $200, $100. You're only adding $100 of Facebook ads monthly.
Okay, but you said it'll be $299 that's almost $300.
But you're already paying $199, so it's only $100 more. You pay $199 every month to us already, which is basically $200. When you add another $100, yes, that puts it at $300. It does, but it's a much lower investment than going with Yelp, with Google Ads, or Google Guarantee.
So how much am I paying now?
$199. Yep.
And what is that covering right now?
That's covering your website. That's covering your Yelp, regular Yelp listing, not the ads. It's covering Yahoo, Apple, Bing. It's covering your first page placement on Google within the local map. All of the geo-targeting with that local map listing. It's including mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets. It includes weekly posts as well as review generation for reputation management and call tracking. So you get in quite a bit of bang for your buck. That is our lowest program.
Okay. Because as you can see the history, I haven't got any really activity from this, though, from leads or I don't know if you could track phone calls, but
well, we could track phone calls if you took advantage of the call tracking system. I see here that you don't, but we've gotten over 37 profile visits and 44 clicks for the local program. So your local program covers you for approximately 10 to 15 miles in and around where the business is physically located. When you add in something like Facebook Ads, Gerardo, what that does for you is it does retargeting for up to 50 miles that you want to target. It gives you a very strong push. At approximately 26 cents per click, you're getting a minimum of 400 acquisitions from the Facebook platform alone. That's why in the beginning, you may not remember, but I strongly pushed the Facebook with it because I know what a program that has it combined can really do to give your company that extra push that it needs. Now, a couple of the things that you're able to do just to increase the activity and give your business a stronger push is to gain and gather five-star reviews. That's something that we depend on you as the business owner to do. Your Google listing has zero reviews.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can't really recall a lot of jobs that I've gotten from the, I mean, I think there was one or two, but I don't think anybody.
You can send that link to anybody, though. You can send that link to anybody to give you a five-star review. Any person that is willing to give you five stars, you should be sending that link to because that's a very selfish way that you can help yourself. If you're giving five-star results to everybody, which I'm sure you are because you're dedicated and hardworking, your family members, your friends, you should be sending that link to everybody.
And, if you see, if you looked at the Yelp, I have quite a few reviews.
You do.
There, but, mm-hmm. but no one could see them. No one could see them in any other platform.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because it's Yelp, and Yelp hangs on to those. And unfortunately, that's what Yelp does. And there's nothing I can do about how Yelp is doing it. But what I can do is put you into a primary position. I can send you a tiny URL. You send that link out to anybody willing to give you a five-star review. At this point, it cannot hurt for you to get your friends and family members to leave you five-star reviews. That is a very organic and easy way for you to help yourself.
And that's through Facebook or through
Google. Google? That's through Google.
Oh.
Because this is the thing. You say in 5 years time, you cancel it all. You don't want anything to, you don't want nothing else. Everything that's happened on your Google profile is yours to keep. Okay. All those five-star reviews, all that information, everything that people have put on there saying positive stuff about you, all of that is yours to keep. It goes with the business itself. So I'm going to have them create a tiny URL link for you, and I'm going to send that over to you text message. I want you to send that out to everybody you know and start getting some five-star reviews. Now, in addition to that, I would like to go ahead and start the Facebook campaign if you agree.
Yeah, I do. I do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Linked up to my personal, and
uh-huh.
so I have that set up, so I think it'd be easy
to transition into the...
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to get access to that, and we're going to build your Facebook business profile as a derivative of your personal page. We build it for you, and we retarget it with your Google profile. So I see on your Google profile that you have the Facebook listed, but it's not showing me access. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually set a call with my technician. Let me go ahead and grab a time from you that I can schedule that. Okay. Do you have time later today to speak with my technician, Kyle? It's going to be less than 30. We'll set a 30-minute window. It'll be a very quick call.
Yeah, that's fine.
What time?
Whenever he's available. I mean, I'm not too busy today.
Okay, you're not too busy today. Let me go ahead and go with, we're going to set for 2 p.m. today.
That's fine.
Okay. 1 second. And then he's going to call you from our 877 phone number. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to send you a text, and actually I'm going to send you an email reminder right now that's going to say Facebook call with, and it has your first and last name, okay?
Sounds good.
And then let me go ahead. Let me see.
So you'll build that on the existing web page for Facebook.
We'll build
page,
it
right?
On the existing Facebook page, unless if you already have a Facebook profile for Rios, then we'll go ahead and do that. We're going to do a deep dive and see exactly what it is we need from you. And that's what that phone call is going to be, is for access to those things, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, we want to take good care of you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and charge the cards that we have on file for the $100 Facebook ad campaign. I'm going to add that to your campaign, and it will bill regularly on the 16th. Not this 16th, because we're charging you today. It will bill again on the 16th of next month, October. So it's going to give you about a 6-week push. Okay.
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 I have a question. I have another question, because I got with another platform. I don't remember if it was before or after you guys. It's called Town Square. And,
oh, my gosh. Why would you? That's crazy. That's doing the same thing we're doing.
Is it?
Yes. Cancel them.
okay.
Why wouldn't you call me and tell me that? Gerardo.
I don't know it was after, though, but I'm confused, because I'm confused with you guys and with them, because I think we grabbed the website. I don't know who. Did you guys build the website?
Yes. Yes. We
okay.
built your site. It's a custom site. It's a custom website design that we built for you. Yes. This is our website.
But isn't it? I thought they took over it.
No, they didn't take over it. No, they can't take over it without getting those people. Oh,
I thought we purchased it from you guys or something like that.
You purchased the domain, yes, but we still have everything over your entire site.
Okay. This I'm going to have to.
That company, we have a lawsuit against that company because they've been poaching our clients. I am not kidding you. Just call your bank and cancel all services with them, because they're going to try to talk you into some tricky stuff.
Okay. I'm going to have to do that today.
You need to call the bank and tell the bank, listen, I want to stop payment on everything with Town Square. Okay? Because they're not doing anything for you. They know that it is actually not ethical. I can't say it's illegal, but it is not ethical for them to try to sign you up when we're already working with you. They know that only one SEO company can control your Google listing at a time. They know that. And we have not given them access to the Google listing. We built that Google listing. We verified it. We built your website.
Okay. Okay. See, I'm in the dark with this. I will look into that today then and have that canceled, because they're not controlling anything. They're not doing anything then?
No, they're doing absolutely nothing. We didn't give them the login credentials. You purchased the domain, so you own the domain no matter what. You own that domain, but did you give them the credentials to it? Let me see here. Here's the authorization token for your domain, riosprohauling.com. Okay. No, hold on 1 second. Give me just a second here. Let me double check something. Make quick sure. Okay. Oh, crap. Hold on. I'm sorry I got so aggressive. I get really fired up because those people are wild. And they need to really take a step back because they are literally, like, attacking our clients. Like, they're poaching and attacking our clients, which is not right, you know? And how would you feel if another guy was coming up behind you, following you around our town and coming behind you and saying, I'm going to do it for this much less. I'm going to do this. They suck.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do to us. That's literally what they do to us.
Yeah.
Purchase.
Yeah, not good.
Domain back in January at Steve at Celine at James. Can you tell me if we are still controlling this domain and if it still has our content on it? Okay, so this is one of the things, is if you allow us to do the call tracking number, and then we can eliminate those spam and robocalls. We can eliminate the stuff that's coming from Town Square. We have an ability to let you know, hey, listen, this is a scam call. This is a spam call. This is garbage. We have the ability to do that, and call tracking is already included with your system, Gerardo. You just haven't taken advantage of it because it changes the phone number.
Yeah, I think that's, I didn't want to change the phone number. I wanted to keep the same phone number.
Okay. But this explains part of the reason why it's not working either, is because they're literally programming against us. Two companies can't program on the same listing. We have not given them access to this listing. They're literally just taking your money. How much are you paying the monthly?
I got to double check, but it's probably like $200 or something like that.
No, that's crazy.
If they're not doing nothing, then I should request my money back.
You should, especially because they got you under false pretenses. Knowing that you're already with a competitor, they know that you're with Local Splash. That's not right at all. They had no business trying to sell you on something like that. It's unacceptable.
So you don't see there in that they have any control of anything or access to anything?
They control or access over anything from our point, please. Okay, I'm double checking. I do not see that they have access or anything, but I'm having the tech team do a check right now.
Okay.
Okay, please. Okay, I'm checking that. I've gone ahead and I've set your, I'm going to go ahead and go in here. So I'm going to charge the Facebook ad $100, just the $100 for the Facebook ad so we can get those completely up and running. I've set your call for 2 p.m. today. I'm waiting for the tech team to get back to me right now with a full explanation. They're doing a dive into your account. I wish that I had known about Town Square sooner because they really, really have been doing some terrible things that's unacceptable. Okay. I heard the ding. Wait. Okay, nothing yet. All right. So this is what I'm going to do, is I don't want to keep your time right now. As soon as I get something back in this chat, I'm going to give you a call back. So you can be expecting a call back from me here very shortly from the same number. I'm going to call you, and I'm going to give you an explanation with Town Square. Oh, okay. She put checking right now. Perfect. Okay. If you want to hang for just a second, we'll go ahead and get you. She's checking right now. She's already got your account pulled up. So.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm glad you told you because if I didn't say nothing.
You wouldn't know. You'd be keep paying.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, that's wild. At 2 p.m. today. Okay. He is adding Facebook to his year-old account.
I'm going to put you on a brief hold, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Take your time.
Okay.
Okay, so this is not our site. Correct. Unless client grants access to domain, and we apply my site again to domain, we only transfer the domain, never our design. I understand that.
Hello, Amy?
Yeah, I'm still here. Okay. So, continued the content for him. I know that happens sometimes. I know that happens sometimes. Sometimes. Okay. Please notate they have built as multiple pages also run community grant access. Okay. So what they said is, what she said is that, she said that, Town Square does not have access over your Google profile. You gave them access to your domain, to your website domain. So that is their website that they built.
That's their website that they built.
Mm-hmm. But it's on our domain. It's on the domain that you purchased from us. But it's a very easy fix. So we can build the website out for you. Absolutely no problem, no cost, obviously. You've been paying us for it this entire time. So all that we have to do is schedule a call with Celine for us to build the domain. You give us the access to it.
We mean build it, like rebuild the page, or?
Yeah, we'll have to rebuild the page. We can do something similar to what you already have if you love what you have. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're happy with it.
I'm happy with it because, you know, it looks nice. It's,
right.
You know, it looks pretty
mm-hmm.
good.
Right.
I don't know if you have access to it.
You know, I do have access to it, and it doesn't look bad. In fact, it looks very similar to what we build. So that's why I thought it was ours. to be 100% honest with you, that's what I thought that it was ours because it's very similar to ours. Okay?
So I'm just paying them monthly just for them to rebuild
to do
my
a
website.
Site. Yeah, and you've been paying us for the site where they don't have access over your Google profile. We're the only ones managing that profile, and you've already been paying us for the website. So we can mimic what you've already got and get this straightened out.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So let me get this going. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to need to schedule a call with Celine regarding the website. And can I schedule time for you to connect with the client? Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and take a look at this. You have the call at 2 p.m. with Kyle, and then I'm going to go ahead and put a call in. Let me see here. How does your schedule look at, let's say, 10 a.m.?
That's fine.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and schedule that now. My site call with. Okay. Here we go. Let me grab your email address. 1 moment. Here we go. Okay. All right. I've got those 2 calls scheduled, so I'll be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent and get to Miss Celine and get that all squared away for you, okay? And then we'll follow up with the call with Kyle for the Facebook ads. You do need to go ahead and cancel Town Square.
Okay, so I just need to call them up and...
Yeah, so you need to call them up and let them know that you're canceling with them. We have access to your domain. You need to make sure that they release all access to your website domain.
So I don't have anything connected to them with Google,
with
right?
With Google. No, you do not. Absolutely not. I double-checked that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So this is the author. I'm going to send you the authorization code and everything that we gave you back in January. That way you can double check and make sure they haven't changed anything. Okay? When you cancel them, you need to make sure that they transfer the domain back to you and that they haven't changed anything.
Okay. Do they have the right to charge me anything for canceling?
No. Absolutely not. They basically hoodwinked you this entire time. What is the point of having a website if it's not listed and it's not being programmed in with your Google profile? It's like having a billboard in the middle of the desert. They knew that they didn't have access to your Google profile this entire time, and they didn't do anything about that. They're basically just charging you for a website, which you're already paying us for.
Okay. All right. I'll contact them in.
Okay. And then I'll speak with you at 10 a.m.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. I'll be talking to you soon, Gerardo. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Amy.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.